Hi, this is Wendy Powell, your Livestock Production Agent with the Wildcat Extension District. In nearly all equine events where equids from different ranches are commingled, a Coggins test is required to be performed by a veterinarian, and the horse owner or exhibitor is required to share the test results with the event officials. The test is used to identify horses, mules, and donkeys infected with equine infectious anemia virus, or EIA for short. This virus belongs to the same viral family as the human immunodeficiency virus, commonly known as HIV. Similar to HIV, once a horse is infected with EIA, it remains so for life. Despite being recognized in the early 1900s, there's currently no effective treatments or vaccines. Equine infectious anemia is an infectious, potentially fatal virus that affects the immune system of horses in the Equidae family. While some animals can carry the virus without showing symptoms, other horses will suffer very severe symptoms of the disease, including irregular heartbeat, swollen legs and abdomen, general weakness, anemia, high fever, and even sudden death. A herd outbreak can lead to catastrophic consequences, which is why horse owners need to be diligent about testing for the disease. The virus is spread between horses by biting insects, such as mosquitoes, horseflies, deerflies, or stableflies, that have fed on an infected animal. This means a horse does not need to contact an infected animal directly to contract this disease. Because flies are attracted to barns and other places that horses frequent, the virus can be quickly and easily transmitted from one horse to another. An animal is tested by a veterinarian who thoroughly examines the horse and performs a blood draw. The blood is submitted to an accredited laboratory, and subsequent results are shared with the owner and vet. Most horse shows and fairs require a negative Coggins test within the past 12 months. The good news is that equine infectious anemia is rare in the United States. There are around 1.5 million horses tested annually, and there are between 50 and 120 positive animals. New cases have continued to decrease annually. However, it remains important to continue to monitor this disease to protect our healthy equine population. Responsible horse owners should test annually, especially if horses are commingled with other horses. When participating in equine events with horses, mules, or donkeys, it's also important to practice good biosecurity when returning home. Traveling animals should be quarantined for at least 2 weeks before being reintroduced to the herd. The quarantine stall should be separated from resident horses to prevent direct contact between the quarantine horse, other horses, and people. To prevent potential spread of disease by vectors, such as biting flies, use appropriate control products like fly spray, feed additives, and rodent control. Also, disinfect equipment and trailers upon returning home. To learn more about livestock biosecurity, give me a call at the Labette County Extension Office. 620-784-5337.